aphasia sounds like a pretty word, doesn't it? Aphasia. It could mean a flower or a perfume or a rock group. Let's discuss what aphasia really is. It's a problem one has that is associated with speech and language after a stroke. I have aphasia since my stroke 5 years ago. Let me tell you a little story about aphasia. One day I was on my way to therapy at Rusk, and I stopped into a little deli. I stopped there every day to get some coffee before my therapy session. It was run by Brazil Jones, who had a rather heavy Portuguese accent. One day, they said to me, "Excuse me, but we don't know where you're from." They couldn't tell what country my voice accent was from. So I looked them squarely in the eye and I said, "I'm from aphasia." You know, it's a little country of South America down there. What is it really like in that country? Your mind and your mouth don't match. You are afraid to order in a restaurant. The telephone rings, you are afraid. The doorbell rings, you are afraid. You cannot tell the ones you love how much you love them. You lost most of the skills you used to have. There are not many resources in the country of aphasia. Once you're there, that's where you are. There are no planes to get out of aphasia. There are no boats to take us away from aphasia. You just wake up one morning and there you are in the country of aphasia. But there is hope. There is hope. I couldn't speak for 2 years. At first, the right side My body was paralyzed. I went to therapy 3 times a week. I just couldn't complete thoughts. I used my eyes to blink yes and no. Then one day, my therapist said to me, "Let's try tapping." And singing. And it worked. For the first time in 2 years, I sang "Happy Birthday." You see, I was learning how to use the right side of my brain. The left side had been so seriously damaged by the stroke. The language center in my left side. Now, I was, in fact, using the right side of my brain to sing. How is that possible? I couldn't speak, but I could sing. I learned to transfer the thoughts and speech through music, and that is called melodic intonation therapy. I could not speak, but I could sing. Now tell me, does music have power or not? Music has taught me to sing again, speak again. Let me tell you a little secret. You see, I lost my voice due to severe damage in my left brain. The problem now was how to make my singing sound like talking. And my secret is that I have been singing to you all night. I cannot speak. I sing.
Oh. What is the word?
The word for what?
I can't remember. Ah, yes, that's the word. That word, remember. I want to remember. Remember to remind me. That word, remember. But I want to remember myself.
It was a stroke. Started about probably close enough to 9 years. I was asleep, and early in the morning, my daughter found me. I was shaking. I couldn't speak, and she got nervous, and she called my husband. And he came in, and he noticed that I was having a stroke. I have improved so much. However, my speech was lacking in that improvement. I still have a problem forming the words. You know, sometimes I will think about it, but nothing will come out to what I wanted to say. Back then, it was it kind of jumbled up to what I wanted to say. I know what I want to say, and when it really comes out, you know, it has a different meaning to it. I guess every SLP that I went to see happens to be treating children. And I said, look, I need to have speech therapy. And I was so adamant, I was so angry with everybody like that. I was like, I need to improve my speech. I can't go on this way. And do not refer me to another speech therapist that deals with children. I'm not a children, I'm an adult. You would be looking for the image that that looks like a pen in your brain. But then again, you know, like you go searching for it and you don't find it, what do? Okay, you look for the alternative subject, and you know, if it's not a pen, you look at the pencil, and you would probably go like, do you have something like this but black and doesn't erase? So I struggle with myself. And I always thought, why me? No, I don't say that anymore. Now I feel like, you know, I'm lucky to be here. Live for the present, not the past and the future. I don't know what's happening in the future. And I know I do not want to be in the past. Why do I live currently? Live the moment.
Adamantine door. Speak
my skeins of smooth-tongued silver,
dramatic chains of gold,
to set them all at liberty,
to be heard, to resound,
to make sense once more.
Open sesame, abracadabra.
Open sesame, abracadabra.
Speak,
are my favorite opera: Otello, Boris Godunov, Die Walkier, Don Giovanni, Eugene Onegin, Les Truettes. I would like a salad with lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes, chickpeas.
I would like a salad with lettuce, tomatoes, radish, and cucumber. I would like a salad with lettuce, tomatoes, radish and cucumbers, oil and vinegar. Herbert Frankel. Radiologists. Radiologist. You take me to the opera. Will you take me to the opera? You take me to the opera. Otello, Otello, Otello. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Boring, boring, boring. You must Einstein, my son, my son, eat sunshine. You happy, happy, like a star to guide a gray.
Hey, don't look at her, look at me.
Thank you very much.
Who's on the
phone.
Nice. Let's say the whole phrase now.
Who's on the phone?
Very nice. One more time.
Who's on the phone?
One more time.
My sunshine, my only sunshine, you make me happy.
I'm used to being on stage a lot, and also I'm sad that my speech is so compromised. Right now you don't notice because I try to modulate slowly, but when I start talking about inability to play guitar, you'll find I become much more halting and emotional in my speech. I play guitar from the time I was 12 years old. In my teens, I studied such fantastic musician. The tactile thing, playing the instrument, was everything to me. I finally accepted the fact I was a good player. People told me I'm a good player, and my standard was way too high, but still, I love to force myself to achieve that way. All the time, kept trying to make playing better, better, better. Fortunately, by the time my stroke, I was 54 when I had my stroke, or 53, I started to like my own playing. I've not been able to make my peace with it. I've been trying to accept it. But I was so far away from accepting, even after all this time, I'm fairly stumped in that area. My left hand, after 12 years, hadn't lost a thing. The muscle was so well trained, I could do legato problem. Well, you know, I can't make any sound without the right hand, but the muscle control is still there. So I don't have to dream all the time. I got caught casting while awake, saying I want to play it again. But don't go to guitar concert. Your approach to recovery is whether discipline and not give it up. Keep trying. My mental facility seems to be attacked. And I talk forever, as you notice.
Thank you. To articulate.
rendered obsolete. Labors to enunciate, but brain will not participate.
Idea and appetite, love and hate, remain incoherent, a trap has sprung.
Everybody tells me I'm doing better. Sometimes I don't know. I'm talking now. Before I was just mumbling and bumbling and stumbling, and it was making me so angry that I would just get mad and I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't say nothing. I would just say, oh. You have to calm down and just wait until your brain wants to move to what you're trying to say or do. So that's what I'm trying to do. Because I used to out-talk myself. I couldn't remember what I wanted to say, and I figured if I say it fast, I get it all out, then someone else would know what I was trying to say. So that's what I'm learning now. And so far, I've been pretty good at it. Even Thelma will tell you, because Thelma used to, shut up! You know? Oh, she used to make me so, I couldn't stand her. I couldn't stand Thelma. And now we're the best of friends. Because she was helping me, but I couldn't understand that, you know. But like I told her, I said, well, you don't have to yell. Just touch me on my knee. So now she pats me on the knee. I need help. But I didn't want no help until that time that I saw that I could not do it by myself. I'm Capricorn, you know. I'm a leader. And I can just do anything myself, for myself. With that help that I'm getting, I can transfer that on to other people that I can help. And I've did so far so good. And the Lord has been good by me. That's right, because the stroke that I had, I could be worse than what I am now. Look at me now how I'm talking. Tomorrow I may not be able to say none of these words that I'm saying now, but I'm doing it now. And that's because God is here with me, and He's giving me the strength that I need to produce what I think that you are looking for from me. Thank you. Cuthbert, Georgia. Right out of Albany, about 80 miles, 85 miles. I still sound country. I thought I had a New York brogue.
Let's I'm what's her name?
I'm what's his face?
We're on the road to what's the place? What's the place? What's the place? Let's
move
along. Let's
move
on. We took a wrong turn in thingamajig.
Thingamajig is
too damn big. What's its name? What's its name? All these places look the same.
El Shoshi. Shoshi.
Commander.
Shoshi.
He's your commander.
Yes. Oh, commander. Eight, 13, 2009.
One night after the stroke, they didn't even know if he survives. But you remember the birthday, that was a day after the stroke, and we didn't even know that he was there because he didn't react to anything. And when we said, you know, it's a special day, and he started singing happy birthday. And so we knew that he is in there. And I put pictures of the kids and his parents, and every day repetition, this is this and this, and little by little, intensive.
English
in Hebrew
is hard. Hard. Hard, 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 hard. What is the sentence? Oh, the sentence, the sentence, the sentence. What is the sentence? Oh, the sentence. I love Paris in the... Yes, replication, 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 replication. Yeah.
Yair was always confident.
Yes.
Always brave. He would do.
Yes.
This quality stayed with him from before to after. I think it helped him a lot.
Hard, hard, hard. Hard, hard. Yes.
Fortissimo, loud enough to wake the dead, who rose and danced the deadly dance that leaves all dancers out of breath, charmed and alarmed. The Lord of Death reluctantly agreed to.
Provisionally.
Let her go. All such gifts are booby trapped. And so, long story short, as they clamber up towards the light, Orpheus stops singing, turns his head. Alas, alack, Eurydice fades to black. Catastrophe, a tragic tale with sour warnings for us all. Obey the rules, lovers are fools. Death conquers all, you can't fight city hall.
So the story goes.
But myths can be myth taken.
Here are the facts.
They stumbled through the caverns of
endless
night. Tiptoed past triple snoring Cerberus and set their course towards the light. And as they went to keep their spirits high, Orpheus in ecstasy sang a melody.
An improvisation.
Determination.
On the theme
and sheer effrontery. It's true that once he paused for breath, heard no sound, began to turn around. When faint but true, he heard Eurydice's longed-for voice singing a descant on his theme.
Rejoice, dear Orpheus, I'm here, my darling. Don't stop singing now. We've won the fight. You've rescued me. I'm free. Rejoice! Rejoice!
Mocking the silent realm of death.
Rejoice!